Okay, today's daf is Bamitzia, daf Yud Aleph. And we are on Bamitzia Yud Amid Beis. And we are a couple of lines up from the bottom. We're in the sugya of Ein Shliach Hadvar Avera and related issues of Yad and Chatzer and other issues relating to how Chatzer works. So we mentioned in Pesach Yurim that there are really three different ways to understand the sugya of Ein Shliach Hadvar Avera. Number one, meaning what's the Svara? And sometimes the Gemara mentions, along with Ein Shliach Hadvar Avera, Divrei Harav, Divrei Atalma, Divrei Mishomin, and sometimes the Gemara does not mention that. Our Gemara does not mention that explicitly here on Yudam Aves. But that line might tip us off, if that is used, might tip us off as to what the approach is to why we say that the Mishalech is going to be Pater by Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera. Do we say that, well, you have another person who's responsible, and he did it, so he's really at fault? Do you say that? That's one idea of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, because there's a different person that's more ro'i to be chayiv. Or do we say no, that the focus isn't on why he's chayiv, the focus is why I'm Pater? Well, I didn't do anything. So he did it. I didn't do anything. So if I didn't do anything, it's not right for me to be chayiv. I should be pater. So again, is the focus why he should be chayiv? Is the focus why I should be pater? Those are two different points. And there might be nafkaminas between the two. For example, the machlokas we showed him, if the shliach is shogig, do we apply the principle of ein shliach levar avera? That's Tosfos Ashita in Maseches Kiddushin. If that's the case, so that of course the shliach is, that's not a reason that he's going to be chayiv because he was shogig. But you still have the svara of, well, the Mishaleach didn't do it, so the Mishaleach should still be pater in that case. So that's just one nafkamina of many. Then the third idea that we mention in the sugya of Ein Shliach Lidvar Avera, there is a lashon of the Shita L'no D'Lami in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin, and it's known as the approach of some of the Achronim, and that is not to focus on either of the parties involved, but to focus on the Shlichus itself. That some contexts of halacha are not nitan l'shlichus. They're not able to be given over in the world of shlichus. So, for example, as the Tosfos Rid talks about in Kiddushin, mitzvah shebegufo. If you have a mitzvah that one has to do with their own bodies, so then they're not going to be able to transfer that through shlichus. I'm not going to be able to tell somebody to put tefillin on for me in the morning. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. I can't tell somebody to eat matzah for me. So that's not given over l'shlichus. So too, maybe a similar idea by averos, right? It is not one is not able to transfer averos through shlichus. That's not nita l'shlichus. One is not a bialim, just like one is not a bialim on mitzvah shebegufo. You just have to do it. You're not a bialim to transfer it. So too by averos, one is not a bialim to transfer. So those are three ideas, and we mentioned that the sugya of comparing it to chatzer might work better according to one approach more than the others. That was Gemara Yud Amabez and some of the discussions of Ein Shliach Lidvar Aver. So now let's get back to what we were discussing. How did we get into this whole discussion? We had a machlokes towards the top between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan about Ketana. The Shita of Reish Lakish was Ketana Ein La Chatzer Ve'Ein La Arba Amos. A Ketana does not have a chatzer in order to be kone or arba amos. Reish Lakish says she has to be kone herself, and Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Rabbi Yana, I know she has yesh lachaz of yesh la arba amos. So we went into what exactly is that machlokas based on about ketana, and we said it's a machlokas. How do you look at chatzer? Is chatzer bishub yad this rabbi? Ketana has a yad, so she has a chatzer too. Or do you say that chatzer is bishub shlichus this rabbi? And just like she cannot make a shliach, she cannot make a chatzer. And then we went into what do you mean? Everybody has to hold that chatzer is yad, because if chatzer is shlichus, then they're excluded. Why? Because of the sugya of ein shliach lidvar avera. So the Gemara went into the discussion there of chatzer. So now we're on another similar discussion here. Three lines from the bottom. Umi ikalamanda amar chatzer la mishum yadis rabbi. Is there anyone that holds that chatzer is not mishum yad? Everybody must hold the chatzer is mishum yad. Why? V'hatai, earlier we said, is this a problem with saying chatzer is shliach? And now we're saying chatzer has to be yad. V'hatanya, after all, yada ain li ela yada. I know this is now a context by get. Ain li ela yada. I know that she could get her get by having it put in her hand. Gaga chatzer v'karpifa minayin. How do I know that even if it is put on her roof, in her chatzer, in her karpeh minayin. How do I know? Tamalomar v'nasan michal makom. We see v'nasan michal makom, wherever it is put, anywhere in her rishus, it should work. So, isn't that a raya that if a shore has to be yad? So answers the Gemara, it's an extension. So answers the Gemara, no. Le'inyin get kulei alma lo pligi dechatzer bishum yad israboi. Regarding get, everybody agrees that chatzer is bishum yad. It has to be an extension of her, and that is why by get, everybody agrees that ptana yesh la chatzer, because that's an extension of yad. And just like the halacha is that a ketana can accept her own get, nobody argues with that, mishum yad, so too mishum chatzer. Ki pligi le'inyin mitzia. The machlokas is regarding mitzia. If she finds it, not a get, obviously, because get needs in the sina, but if she finds an item, is she able to be kona it through chatzer? So mar savar yalfinan mitzia miget. One opinion is, Reb Yochanan thinks that Yalfina Mitzia Miget, we learn Mitzia from Geth, and just like Geth, she has Chatzer, so too Mitzia, she has Chatzer, Umar Savar, Lo Yalfina Mitzia Miget. The other opinion says, no, we don't learn Mitzia from Geth, even though by Geth, Reish Lakish says she has Chatzer, because that's a favorite drasha in that context, so too, we do not say the same thing when it comes to Mitzia. So that's one version of the Machlokas. Again, first version of the Machlokas we had, the Machlokas is by Gittin. Also, that was the original Machlokas on Amid Beis. Machlokas, whether by get, yesh lo chatzer. So now we're saying number two, everybody agrees that she has a chatzer for get. So that's a drasha from a pasuk by, in Pasuk Kiseitse. The Machlokas is whether you apply that to Mitzia. That is suggestion number two of the Gemara. Tosas points out, on top, that this Yalfinan Mitzia Miget would only be Durabanan. Tosas, ha Yalfinan have mi Durabanan. The Mitzia's katan lo have yala mi Durabanan. Avilu Rabbi Yossi, even according to Rabbi Yossi, who calls it Gezel Gamur, which comes up as Shema Tamar's daf, that's only Midu Rabbanan. That's Tosfos Shita, which it doesn't sound that way from the Pashtus of the Gemara. Pashtus of the Gemara sounds like it's a Daraisa, Yalfinan. Yalfinan Mitzia Miget or not. But that's how Tosfos understands. That is all a second idea, second approach to the Machlokas. V'iba yisema, second line, biktanu kuli amalo pligi diafina mitzia miget. No, maybe even Reish Lakish would agree that a ktanu who finds something can keep it. Yalfina mitzia miget, v'hacha bikatan kamiflagi. There's a Machlokas between katan and ktana, meaning the fact that the Torah says that a ktana has certain powers by gittin, that reflects something about the Gavra Ktana. We don't just say it's limited. Unlike Katan, you might say, what's the difference? They're both Lav B'nei Das, Katan and Ktana. But again, we're not talking about a four-year-old. We're talking about an older child who has some level of Das, right? Yodas Lishmar is Gita. But even at that stage, the Gemara says maybe there's a chilik between a Katan and a Ktana. The Torah is Mechadesh only by Ktana, but not by Katan. V'acha b'Katan k'biflagi, mar sava yalfina Katan miktana. One holds that you learn Katan from Ktana. Mar sava yalfina Katan miktana. Meaning, how much is it a chiddush by Ktana, which would then limit and you wouldn't be able to extend it, and which not, and how much not? We'll get back to that, but let's just finish. V'ba'yisema, or finally a fourth idea, ma'amar chado v'lo pligi. Maybe there's no machlokas between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. They both argue. They both talk about different things. Either one's talking about Kata, one's talking about Iktana, or one's talking about Mitzia, one's talking about Get. But maybe, suggests the Gemara, and Rashi explains it, focus on one of the Chilukim that the Gemara previously mentioned, and that is what they are discussing, but they are not arguing. So again, four suggestions, what the Machlokas is about. A, no Machlokas. B, Machlokas about even Get. C, the Machlokas about Mitzia. D, the Machlokas about Katan versus Tana. Lo Maskana, who do we paskin like? So, even though it seems to be the biggest chiddush, if you look in the Rambam paskins, and other Rishonim, the chiluk of Katan and Ktana. There's a chiluk of Katan and Ktana, le Maskana. The Rambam says in Parag Yud Zayin, of Hilchas Gezela, Vaveda. Ketana, yesh la chatzer, yesh la arba amos. Right? The Ketana has chatzer and arba amos. The Katan ain't lo chatzer, ain't lo arba amos. And the Katan does not. Wow, that's the chiluk. Lo Maskana. Why? The Rambam explains. The Rambam now gives a lumdus. chatzer of a ktana, that's learned out from Yad. Shekederach shi misgareshes beget hamegia liyada, kach misgareshes beget hamegia lachatzera. Like the Gemara had the drush on the bottom of the previous Amud. We learn out from Yad of a ktana to chatzer of a ktana. Ukeshem sheish la chatzer leinyin aget, kach yesh lo leinyin mitziya. Va'arba amos shel adam kechatzera leinyin mitziya. That's what you learn from Tana. Tana has a yad, and Sefer Tana has a chatzer. Aval ha'ish la madrush chatzero konelo mishlucho. But ish chatzer mishum shliach is rabbi. Kederach shakonelo shlucho kach tiknelo chatzero. The katan ho ve'ina osa shliach kach ein chatzero velo arba amoshalo konelo achitikia mitzia liados. The Rabbi Lamaskana has a distinction between a katan and a ktana. It does not say because a ktana has das and a katan doesn't have das. Right? Halachically, yes, we say that an isha, a girl becomes bat mitzvah before a boy. But it doesn't say we're talking about the year before dafka, what's called onas ha-pe'utos, which has halachic significance also. It was talking about an 8-year-old or a 9-year-old, a boy and a girl. And it doesn't say it's more das, it's just based on the libud. There are sources why an isha is bat mitzvah first. Some say that it's because she ate from the eitz hadas first. Right, that's why she's earlier, the Bina Yisera that the Isha has. But either way, this case does not sound like it's based on Das, it's just based on the Xeris HaKasev by an Ish, by a Ketana. She has a Limud, while a Kata doesn't have a Limud to tell us the idea. And the difference is Chata Mishim Yad, Tana, Chata Mishim Shliach, Katan, and that's why it is not extended. Okay, weiter, says the Mishnah. Ra'a, Osan, Ratzanach, or Mitzia. We continue within the different cases of Mitzia. I see a couple of people running after a lost item. Ratzanach, or Mitzia. Achar, Tzvi, Shavur, after a deer, or Tzvi, assuming that's a deer. That's how we usually translate Tzvi. Achar, Tzvi, Shavur, after a deer with a broken leg. Why is it important that it has a broken leg? That it's lame, that I can catch up to it. That I can catch it. It's not flying through my field. Right, Achar Tzvi Shavur, Achar goes alosh lapark, we have the birds that can't fly. The Amar, I see a bunch of people running after it. And as it's going through my field, I scream out, the Amar, Zachza li sadi, my field should be zoche, for that, those animals running through, Zachza lo, my field gets it. Even though the other people are running after it, my field is kinyichatzer. And I say that, then it would work. But hayatzvi rats kedarko, or but if you have a deer that's running through very quickly, oshaya gozalos mafrichin, or you have birds that are flying, there's no way I'm catching up to them. V'yomar zachsli sadai lo amar klum. Then what I said is meaningless. By kinyan chatzer will not work. That's not going to kinyan chatzer. That's not called in my chatzer because it's just flying through and it's going to leave in a second. So that is not called kinyan. In the first case, Rashi says, Mishtamer betoch hasadeh, im lo yitzlu acherim. Right? It's guarded in, if other people want to take it, I'm in control of it. But if it's running through, then I am not in control of it. 2 points, one linguistic and one content. Number one, we read the Mishnah and we wouldn't catch it unless the Mefarshim on the Mishnah pointed out, why is Tzvi singular and Gozalos plural? Tzvi ruts and Gozalos mafriach. And say Tzvi ruts and Gozal mafriach. Why it's Tzvi singular and Gozalos plural. So the Mefarshim on the Mishnah, the Tosfos Yontif, the Tiferes Yisrael, they all say, because 2 points. Number one, deers very often are alone and birds are usually in groups. So that's why the Mishnah is just reflecting the reality that birds fly together a lot of the time and the deer do not. And number two, people would be running after one deer. Not so clear how many group of people would be running after one bird. Right, after lots of birds, then maybe people would run after. Those are the two deis from the Tiferes Yisrael. Noka lashad rabim, mi didarkan lifroach v'lele harbe biyachad. V'od mishum shein harbe, yish rabim maratzin lezakos b'em. Because there's a lot of people running after them. Tosfos Yontif, Tiferes Yisrael, picking up on every little difference that Rabbi Yehuda HaNatzi puts into the Mishnah. Number one. Number two, the other point, more content, substance oriented, is, so the animals are running through my field, and I scream out. Do I really have to scream out? Is Amira Ma'akeves? Did I have to say that? What if I think it? What if the guys are running into my field, and I stare at it, and I'm thinking to myself, oh, my field is Kona. Do I have to say anything? So the Mishnah says yes. Tosfos says no. Tosa says, Zachsalo, Nira, Avagav de Lomar Zachsali, de Zachsalo. Tosa says, even if you don't say a word. How do we know that? From yesterday's daf. Remember, yesterday's daf spoke about Kinyan Dalan Amos. And after saying that the Rabbanu were Misakin Kinyan Dalan Amos, so the Gemara says, has a line, well, if the Rabbanu were Misakin it, so it should be automatic. So if Kinyan Dalan Amos, which is a Kinyan Darabanan, should be automatic, Kinyan Chatzer, which is a Kinyan Daraisa, surely should be automatic without my saying anything. Tosa says the Amira here is not needed. Why does the Mishnah say Amira? Just a contrast to the Seifa. That in the Seifa, even if I have an Amira, it doesn't work. Because it's not a chatzer hamish tameres. That's the last line of Tosis. V'hacha nakad mishum seifa, diafilu amar, kivan deratz kedarko, lo kani. That is the shita of Tosis. And that is also the shita explained a little more explicitly by the Rashba. The Rashba says, bidegali delo nichale delitmile kashi b'chatzer daraisa, according to like the Tosis' raya. So he assumes that it is only, it is even if you don't say anything, and it just says the Amira because of the Seifa. But if you look in the Nimuki Yosef, quoting the Ran, or if you look in the Rashba here, quoting an anonymous opinion, Yesh Mefarshim, Didavka Ktani Sha'amar Zachsali Sadi, you have to say it. Halo Amar Hachi, Lo Zachsalo, Afilu Omeid Bitsad Sadehu. Even if he's standing right next to his own field, he's not Kona. If he doesn't say anything, Digara, here's the key line. Got to think about the Svara. Digara Sada She'ena Mishtameres Afilu Omei Bitzad Sadehu Misada HaMishtameres Afilu She'ena Omei Bitzad Sadehu. We know from elsewhere, if there is a guarded field, closed in, my field can be Kona. If nobody can get into my field. No, it's Kona if I don't say a word. Says the Rashba, that's better than an unguarded field where I'm standing right next to it. If I'm standing right next to an unguarded field, I have to say something. We don't say because I'm standing right next to it that it's automatic. Right? So that's the day up of the Rashba here, and a day in the Namuki Yosef, rejected by the Tosfos and by the Rashba. What's the lumdus, let's say, behind these two days? This beautiful lumdus, Reb Shimon Shkup writes, when I say that somehow, sometimes, as we'll see, yards aren't kona automatically. If it's a chazer she'ena mishtameres, like we just said here. If I'm standing next to the yard, then that can combine with my field that is not guarded. If my field has a fence around it and is locked up, then my chazer is kona even without my standing there. But if my chazer is not guarded, then my standing there could help. So the question is, how does that help? How does that combine? Is it my standing there literally combines with the field unguarded together somehow that works? Or do I say my standing there makes it a guarded field? And Mamela, the guarded field is Kona. I don't really take part. I just take part in defining it as a guarded field. Once it's a guarded field, then Mamela, the guarded field is Kona. So Lamai Nafkamina says, Reb Shimon, maybe if you have to say anything. If you're just creating a guarded field and the guarded field does it, then you shouldn't have to say anything. To make a difference. What does your Amira have to do with making it into a guarded field? But if it's about, no, it's more of a combination of my Amida with the Chatzer She'ena Mishtameres, so then it could be that I would have to say something. That's from Shimon right here in Bamitzia, Simon Yudalid, to help explain our Machlokas. One final Shita, the Rambam. The Rambam has a third opinion. The Rambam says in Ilchas Gzela, in Perek Yitzayin Halacha Ches, without Amira, it wouldn't work even by a Metzia that's not Mahaleches. Right? Says the Rambam in Perek Yitzayin Halacha Ches, the Rambam says here, Chatzir Shaladim Kona Lo Shalomidaito, Vim Nafla Ba Metzia Hari Ushabala Chatzir, Bamed Ramamurim Bechatzir Mishtameres. Aval b'sade v'gina v'chayotzi bohen v'chulu im omeid b'tzad sadeyu v'amar zashli sadai zacha bohen v'im eina omeid, if I'm not there, o shahaya omeid v'lo amar zashli sadi kala kodim zacha. The Rambam and the Mepharshim try to figure out exactly who this is like, but the Rambam seems to say if there's no Amira, that even by a chatzer, even by the animals that are not able to run out, they also are not nikkei in my chatzer. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Abiyud Amar Shmuel v'husha omei b'tzad sadehu. We just alluded to this in the discussion of the Rishonim. But Shmuel says, when do we say that this works by the chatzar she'ena mishtameres, only if you're standing next to it. If you stand next to it, then it can be nikne for you. Do you have to be in the field? The Ritva says no. The Ritva says no, you can be standing right outside the field. Omeid bitzad sadeyu means literally bitzad sadeyu. Don't think, says the Ritva, that you have to be inside the field. Why is he emphatic? Because there is a day in the Rishonim. Tosfos and Eruvin Daf Sadi Bey says, no, you have to be literally inside the field. Why would you have to be inside the field? Says the, and this is a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. In Simin Reish, what's the machlokas? The Nesiva says, Yad or Shlichus. If it's Mishum Yad, then you might have to be inside because your hand is connected to you. So you might have to be connected to your field. If it's Mishum Shliach, it doesn't have to be inside, it can be right next to it, just like your Shliach is not you. But that's Machlokas here. Says the Gemara, V'tikni l'isadeyu. What do you have to be standing there right next to your field? Why don't you just say the field is automatically Kone? In our Mishnah, what do you have to be there and scream or be standing there? Why doesn't the Sadeh work automatically? Dabar Biosi Rebbe Chanina, Chatzei Roshaladam Kone Lo Shlomidaito. The field is kona for a person automatically. Answer, hani mili b'chatzar mishtameres. This is only by a guarded chatzar. That's where it could work automatically. Aval b'chatzar she'ena mishtameres, but if it's not guarded, I omid b'tzat sadeo in ilo lo. And then the question is, do you also need the amira? That was the machlokas in the Mishnah, in the Rishonim, and also we had the lumdus of how this combination works. Those are the two questions we dealt with. Says the Gemara, Umina Timra da Chatzar Sheinu Mishtameres Yomi B'tzad Sadeo Ini Lolo. So how do I know that? That if it's an unguarded field, it only works if I'm standing there. Answer, Tanya, Haya Omid Ba'ir V'Omer Yodeya Ani She'Omer She'yesh Li Basade Po'alim Shechachuhu Lo Yeh Shechacha. We're getting to the Mitzvah of Shechacha. We've had the past couple of days a couple of Mishnayos in Peah. So we're continuing that theme. Because the Mishnah in Peah talks about Leket Shecha and Peah. So, Yodea Ani Shomer Sheishli Besadeh Paulim Shechachuhu. Lo Yeh Shechacha. The Omer, the bundle's in my field. I know the workers forgot it. It shouldn't be Shechacha. Rashi adds, even if I forget from it in the future, I'm saying now, it's like Kol Nidre. Whatever I forget in the future shouldn't be Shechacha, Yacha, Lo Yeh Shechacha, Tamalomar, Vishachachta, Omer, Basadeh. End quote. Basadeh, Vishachachta, Velo Ba'ir. It's only Shechacha in the Sadeh and not in the ear and not in the city. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, how do we understand this Braisa? Haguf Akasha. We're trying to say the Halacha that it's Shechacha anyway, and we bring a Pasig that limits that it's not Shechacha. Haguf Akasha. Amarta Yacha Lo Yeh Shechacha. You might think it's not Shechacha, meaning where are we going with the Limud? We're trying to say that even if he says this, it is Shechacha. Alma Havi Shechacha. V'nasav La Gemara. And then we bring a Limud. Basada V'shachachta V'lo Be'ir Alma Lavi Shechacha. Which sounds like it's not Shechacha. So how do we understand the Braisa? Parenthetically, the last time we had the word Gemara, we also mentioned this, I think, back in Meruba, in the 7th Parak. I saw B'Shem the Gra, I don't remember where, that Gemara, why is Gemara called Gemara? Because when Ravina and Ravashi finished the Gemara, they sent it up to Shamayim to make sure that, you know, this was going to be the basis of Torah Shebaal Peh, this was going to be it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent it down with Gavriel, Michael, Raphael, and Uriel. The Malachim, Gemara, Rashi Tevis, and they brought it back and said it's good. So, I don't know where that is, I don't remember, but I once heard that in the name of the Gra. And that's Gemara. Anyway, here the Gemara, word Gemara comes up in our Gemara. Nafyomi is great. It comes up all the time. We just have to chazer those thoughts. Anyway, so how do you understand the Braisa? It's El Avachi Gemara. But rather, isn't this what the Braisa is telling us? By saying that we're trying to limit what he's trying to do, but then bring the Pasuk. Hachi Gemara, isn't the Braisa telling us the following? Basadeh Shachu in the Sadeh when the Bailim is still standing next to the field. Shachuach me'ikaro havi shechacha. If shachuach me'ikaro, which means the balabayis forgets first, and then the poalim forget it also, that's shechacha. Shachuach me'ikaro havi shechacha. Zachur ula basov shachuach. What if the Bailim remember, and then the workers forget? And then later on the Baila might forget, ain't Shechacha. That's not Shechacha. If he is in the Sada, Originally he remembered, and then he forgot it later. My time out. Why? To keep him to koi gabei gaba, since he's right next to the field. Havi lechaseiro v'zachsalei, because he's standing, so that he prevents it from being shechicha, because he's standing there. Aval ba'ir afilu zachor l'basov shachuach avi shechicha. But if he's not near the field, so then it's shechicha. Even if he originally he knew about it, that he made a declaration that he doesn't want to forget it. My time of why? Why is there a difference? Isn't it because he's not there for the field to be zoche on his behalf? So isn't this a makar that there's a difference by a chatzar, shein mishtameres, if you're standing there or not? If you're standing there, it's not going to be shechacha. If you're not standing there, it's going to be shechacha. Isn't that the makar? Let's continue, and then we'll make a comment about shechacha. So the Gemara says, no, mimai. Who says that's the basis? Dil makseres akasavi. It's a pasuk. Who says you have to give a svar for the pasuk? It's a pasuk. Tibisadeh nevi shechacha, be'ir lo nevi shechacha. Maybe it's a pasuk. There's no raya. It's a pasuk, right? We know there are separate mitzvahs in the Torah with psukim. The shechacha by grain. The shechacha, the Rambam counts a separate mitzvah by grapes. Right? There's the various mitzvahs of shechacha. So amakra, no. Lo sashuv lakachto, l'rabo shechacha sa'ir. It's not only in the positive, but it's also don't go back. So that extra phrase includes shechachas ha'ir. So that's including shechachas ha'ir. So the first pasuk must be teaching me the halacha of kinyan chatzer. Hi, mi bar le'lo'av. What do you mean? That pasuk's teaching me the losaseh. We know shechachas an aseh and a losaseh. Imke, ne'im akra, lo tikachenu. My lo tashuv, l'rabo shechachas ha'ir. No, it's still there to include shechachas ha'ir, so we still have a pasuk that is available. So the Gemara says, no, you don't. The Akatimi Barle Likidisnan. Maybe the Pasuk's teaching me what we learned in the Mishnah in Peah. Shela Funav ain't Shechacha. Shela Acharav ye Shechacha Shubaval Tashuv. If I'm going down the different rows in my field and I passed over a row and I missed it and I forgot it, that's Shechacha. I'm not allowed to turn around to go get that the stalk. But what if there's a row in front of me, there's stalks in front of me, I just didn't finish the row? But I didn't pass by it yet. So there's no isser to go back because I didn't get there yet. So if I go in another row and then I see that part that I didn't take yet, I'm allowed to go there. There's no isser there. Zeaklau, kol shuv b'val tashuv shechacha. Kol shein b'val tashuv eino shechacha. So isn't that what this pasuk is teaching me? So again, there is no pasuk that's open, that's available to teach me the halacha of amida next to your chatzer. Amar Avashi Amar Kra, yihiyeh l'rabo shechachas ha'ir. No, yihiyeh teaches me that. And therefore, itich shechas ha'ir. So therefore, you do have a pasuk, the original one, to teach me, to allude to me that amida next to your chatzer does make a difference. And we use that, therefore, for this halacha, that only if you're standing there and not if you are not standing there. We mentioned that shechacha is a very unique mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah that we could do by not realizing that we're doing it. Right? There's a sugya, mitzvah, srichas kavana, ain't srichas kavana. If we have kavana for shechacha, then we're never going to be able to do the mitzvah of shechacha. It's the only time that if I forget it, unbelievable. If I forget it, there is an idea of once I forgot it, I'm not allowed to go back. That's true. And I have to leave it there. But the reality of the mitzvah is only if it is forgotten about originally. That is the mitzvah of shechacha and the laws. I say the Medrash in the Sifri, I think in Dvarim, discusses the idea of shechacha as well. That if somebody has a hole in their pocket and some money falls out and an ani finds it, that's also a kiyum somewhat of the mitzvah of shechacha. Good. There is a discussion in the Ran here. The Ran and the Torah Zroim, Rav Pramachik also discuss it. The Ran, there is no Ran in the back on Bamitzia. We have the Nuki Yosef in the back. But we do have a Chidushi Ran in Bamitzia. The Ran says, what does the Gemara say? That if the man remembers first, and then the Poalim, then it's not going to be Shechacha. It's only if he forgets, then the Poalim forget. So how could there, ever be Shechacha? Every farmer will go to his field and say, I remember! There's no Shechacha. He'll make some type of declaration at the beginning, and then you've uprooted all of Shechacha. There's never going to be any mitzvah of shechacha. He has to run. Kol balabayis zachur va'omeid basadeh zachsa lo sadeyu. Akarta Torah shechacha. Kol shebala sadeh omeid bamitchila. So all the achronim on shechacha discuss this run. How do you answer this kasha? Can't you prevent, based on our Gemara, if you remember originally, so you, everybody can prevent it. Says the run now. Yeish lomar. Dikol shelo haisa kan shechacha klal. Lo shechachas balabais, lo shechachas poalav, yefshe shetiska lo sadehu. At the beginning of your process of collecting, you're not in the world of Shechicha yet, says the Ran. The Ran says you got to be in it a little bit to be able to be called Shechicha. If you start processing and the Bialim and the owner know, we see all the stuff in the field, we see it, that's not called preventing Shechicha yet. V'yafilu bomer tiknuvi sadi tohamamonohu v'rachmana afkare l'sheyishkachenu. You can't do that because you're going against what the Torah says. The Torah says, when you forget it, it's not going to be yours. So before the world of Shechicha starts, as you go to your field for the first time, that's not what the Gemara is referring to. Aval hacha, it's talking about once you start the process. Kibin sheshachu po'alim kvar nichnas b'chlal shechicha. Do la'olam eina shechicha ash yishkachenu balabayis v'po'alim. V'kibin shenichnas b'chlal shechicha hari kilu yatza merishusel shabalabayis. V'aniyem lo zachu it's like a process of shichacha, of the Bialim forgetting, the worker forgetting, and therefore once you're in the process, and he stands next to his field and says it, okay, that could prevent. But before the process starts, then it's not going to work. You're not in there yet, because the Torah says, when this is going to occur, you're going to forget it. What exactly the Ran means here, expanding on the Ran, that's what the Achronim get into. Again, you can look at the Torah's Ran on page Chaf Dalid for more. Okay, but we're going to continue now. Says the Gemara, V'chein, or five lines up from the bottom, back to what we said earlier. V'chein Amar Ula, Ula also said, like Shmuel said on the first line of the Gemara, V'chein Amar Ula, V'hu She'omeid B'tzad Sadehu. Also, this applies, our Mishnah applies only if he is standing next to his field. V'chein Amar Abba Barbar Chana, V'hu She'omeid B'tzad Sadehu. Only if he's standing next to the field do we say that it's the kinyan works as the lame animals are going through my field. Eser, Rabbi Abba Le'ula, does that really work? That a chaser she'ena mishtameres is only works if he's omid b'tzad sadeyu. What about the story in the Mishnah in Meiser Sheni? Meiser, Rabbi Gamliel v'Zakenim. The story is quoted elsewhere. Kiddushin. The story of Rabbi Gamliel and the Zakenim. We're all on a boat. Shoyabon b'svina, Amar Rabbi Gamliel, and Rabbi Gamliel wanted to take off his maestras. Why was he so, right now? He wanted to take off his maestros. He couldn't wait till he got home. Why do you have to do it on the boat? So that's a discussion. Why Dafke, he wanted to do it on the boat. Rashi just says, Umiher la'asron ba'asher husham. Right, he wanted to take it off. Tosa says, quotes Rashi from Kiddushin, maybe it was almost, he was nervous that, maybe the people at home would eat it when it was still Tevel. Tosas himself, quotes Rabbeinu Tam, maybe it was the time for Bi'ur maestros. Right? Something he wanted to do it quickly. So what happened? The Meiser Risha that I'm going in the future, going to take off, Nasun Liyoshua. That goes to Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, who is a Levi. Right? He's a Levi, and then he designates the Meiser Risha. Umikomo Muskarlo. And the area where the Meiser Rishon is rented to him, is leased to him. Which sounds like Kinyan Chatzer. Sounds like he's giving it to him through Kinyan Chatzer, even though he's not standing there. That's going to be the Kasha. Let's continue. The Isur Acher Shani Asid Lamud, and the other Isur, the Meiser Ani. It was a Meiser Ani year, right? It was year 3 or 6. Isur Acher Shani Asid Lamud, that I'm going to measure out, Nasun Lakiva Ben Yosef. I give it to Rabbi Akiva, Akiva Ben Yosef, who is the gabbai for the aniyim? The shi'is kabbal aniyim. Umikomo muskarlo, says the Gemara. That's the Mishnah. So now ask the Gemara. V'chi Rabbi Yoshua, Rabbi Akiva, Betzad Sadeos, Rabbi Gamliel, hayu omdin? Were they standing next to the field that they were going to now be koneh through Kinyan Chatzer? They're not standing there. So how is it that they were able to do this? Kasha from the Mishnah there in Meseches Meiser Sheni. So much to talk about, and a couple of the points mentioned here in the Rishonim. First of all, why do you start with Meiser Rishon? What about Truma? Isn't Truma the first step? Right? There's a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. Right? You have to go in order. If you go in order, Maleascha v'dimachalosa acher. That's a mitzvah d'oraisa, to give all of the Trumas and Meisers in order. If I give it out of order, I violate that amavato that I say. Even if I give all of the proper matanas. So, where's Truma here? Tosfos, second skinny line, right here in Tosfos Amud Beis. So, Catholic Rosh Hashanah Beis. V'yiv Tomar, Milo Nasan Truma Gedola. Where's Truma Gedola? So, Tosfos says, maybe he did that beforehand, because it's easy, because only Chita Achas, only a tiny amount. Mita Araisa, As we know, chita achas paderas is a kri. Maybe he did it beforehand, or maybe the minhag was just to do it immediately. That's one discussion. What happened to the truma gedola? Number two, second, or Tosfos Kiddushin has an important daya. He has another day. It was shas habiur, and you don't have to be mevayer truma. You only have to be mevayer meiser, which is interesting. A discussion in the Rishonim. That's one conversation. The other conversation here is Tosis also asks, didn't Ezra Hasofer, didn't he find the Levian? The Levian didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael by Bayesheni, so he took Meiser Rishon away from them. So what kind of Meiser is he giving? This is much after, way after Ezra. So asks Tosis right here, second Tosis, not soon, but Kansinu Ezra. So Tosis answers, maybe he holds like Rabbi Akiva. Machlokas Tanoim. When Ezra fined the Levium, does that mean he took it away from the Levium and he gave it only to the Kohanim? Or he gave it also to the Kohanim? Now you can give it to both. So maybe this day is holding like that. Severe like Rabbi Akiva, the Amar de Kotim Knas Dafka Lelevi, Viachar Knas Lekohen Ulelevi. Number two, there is another day of the Rambam. Achronim are Medayik in the language of the Rambam, the Kesem Mishnah. He's medayik, and the Minchas Chinuch is medayik. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Meiser, Kol Matanos Kahuna. I'm sorry. The Ezra Konas Es Halavim Bizmano. Shelo Yitznu Lohen Meiser Rishon Elinati Lakoim Vachulu Fishelo Alu Vachulu. So I can remember pick up on that word in the Rambam, Bizmano. Ezra only did it for his generation, not for later generations. There's a huge discussion on that because many Gemaras sound like it's the later generation, but that's the Rambam's Lashon Bizmano. The Minchas Chinuch says the Rambam has to say that. Why? Because of the Taz. Which Taz? Top five Taz. Taz says that, the Taz that we would like to quote often in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah and in Hilchas, the beginning of Yoredeya, the beginning of the second volume of Yoredeya, and I think in Yayin Nesach, where the Taz says that the Rabbanan do not have the authority to knock out something that the Torah says is Mefurish Leheter. That's why, in Yonah Dioma, the Taz says the Rabbanan cannot knock out shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Hey, it's a musical instrument. You can't blow shofar on any other Yontif, so say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it falls out on a weekday. Says the Taz, he can't say that, because the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. If it falls out on Shabbos, fine, you don't blow it today, you blow it tomorrow, blow it next year. But if it's Mefurish Leheter, they can't aser it. So too, if the Torah says, give Meiser to the Levi, they can't knock that out forever. So he knocked it out for one generation, but not for after that. Okay, again, a lot more here. Rashi also points out that the other people on the boat paid for it. They paid for the Chatzer. Right, Rashi says he paid for it, and Tosfos discusses, if they're going to pay for it, why didn't they just use Kenya Chalipin, which we'll have to get back to. Does Chalipin work for Hash'ala and Haskara? That is the discussion here in the Rishonim. Tosfos, the Ritva, have a machlokas about that, but we don't have time to get into that right now. But back to the Gemara's question. So the Gemara asked, how could you say that you have to be standing next to the Chatzer to be Kone through Kenya Chatzer, Shein Mishtameres? These Tanah were not standing next to the Chatzer. Answer, fifth line, Omar Le. Who's talking here? Ula answers Rabbi Abba, Dami Haimei Rabbanan Kedelo Gamri Yin Sheshmaisa. These rabbis look like they never learned anything in their life. Meaning he didn't think it was such a problem. He didn't say what the answer was, but he didn't think it was such a problem. Kiyasa L'Sura, Rabbi Abba, who asked the question, went to Surah. Omer Lu, he says, Hachi Omer Ula, Vachi Yosvite. I don't understand. This is what Ula said, and this is the kasha I asked on him. And then Ula seemed to think it wasn't a problem. I don't know why he thought that. Omer Le Ahumei Rabbanan. One of the rabbis said, I'll tell you why it wasn't a problem, why it's not a kasha from that Mishnah. Who says, by the Mishnah, you use the kinyan of chatzer? Right? What was the language of the Mishnah? Mikoma muskarlo. What kinyan is that? Chatzer? Maybe not. Mitatali agav mekarkoyik nolahem. They did kinyan agav. Not kinyan chatzer. Right? Two different types of kinyan. Remember kinyan agav? If I am makna you karka, I could also be makna you through mitatalin along with the karka. Zokakin. As an achasim, sheyesh la ein la machrayis im nachasim sheyesh la machrayis. Right, that's what the Mishnah says and is discussed in Maseches Kedushin. So that's why it's not a kasha. This is about kinyan agav. It's not about kinyan chatzer. That's why it's not a question. Rabbi Zeira kibla, Rabbi Abba lo kibla. Rabbi Zeira said, okay, fine, I understand. That's a defense. Rabbi Abba still was bothered. Rabbi Abba said, no, I don't think the Mishnah could be about agav. Why? Amar Rava Shaper Avid Delo Kibla. Rava explained, Rabbi Abba, it's good that he didn't accept this defense. V'chilo hayalem suda liknos mimeno v'chalipin. Think about it for a minute. What's the easiest kinyan to do? What kinyan is the most generic, the most universal kinyan? We use it all the time. Chalipin. We use it by a wedding. We use it by appointing a shliach. So why didn't they use chalipin? They didn't have a handkerchief. They didn't have anything to use for chalipin. Obviously, they could have done chalipin, but they didn't for some reason. Why? Ella tovas hana eino mamon liknos mimena b'chalipin. Rabbi Gamliel, he didn't really own these items. They were matanos that he had to give. So what stake did he have in these items? What's it called? Tovas hana. He gets to choose which Kohen, which Levi, which Ani he's going to give it to. So that right, does that have the status of an asset? So that we know is a machlokas in the Gemara. So this Gemara is assuming, Tovas Hana, does not have the status of an asset, so it's not transferable through Chalipin. That's why Chalipin wasn't used. Hachanami. So Rava says the same thing, Tovas Hana, Eina Mamo, Liknos Agabi Karka. So too, you can't use Kinyan Agav to transfer something that's not called an asset. It's just a right in an item. But Agav doesn't work for that. Right, it doesn't work for Chalipin, but it doesn't work for Agav. That's why it's still a kasha from that Mishnah. That's why Rabbi Abba didn't accept it. Says the Gemara of Elohi. But no, really, it is a good kasha. It is not a good kasha, and it is a good defense of the Mishnah. Why? Don't compare Agav and Chalipin. Velohi, matnas kuhuna nesina ksiva behu. By matnas kuhuna, the Torah uses the verb vinasa, and you have to give it. You have to give it. Kinyan Agav is called a giving. That's called an asina. It's called an act of a kinyan. Chalipin derach mekachu memkarhu. But chalipin, what do you do about chalipin? You give a handkerchief, you give it back. It looks like mekachu memkar. It's not called an asina. Mitaltal and agav makarka nesina alimtahi. Agav is called an asina. Chalipin is not called an asina. It's derach mekachu memkar. And that's why it's not going to work. What is the problem exactly with derach mekachu memkar? So one might say, one idea is that it's a bizayin. It's like you're doing business with matnas kahuna and matnas levia and matnas aniyim. It's not appropriate. Look at Rashi for a minute. Rashi on the first couple of medium lines, third medium line. Rashi says lefichach aser laknosan besudar d'derach mekachu shezen nosin lo kelef tachtein v'nireg zeh kamochran lo. Looks like you're selling it, right? It's not a maisa nesina. You might say a little more fundamentally, as we've quoted in the past, which we don't have time to go into fully, kinyan chalipin is a different type of kinyan than all other kinyanim. Kinyan chalipin might be, as the achronim say, based on the rishonim, it's das kinyan without a maisa kinyan. Kinyan chalipin is just a concretization of the das. I take a handkerchief and I lift it off. What is that? I didn't do anything with the object. What's a kinyan? You transfer something. You transfer the item. Meshicha, hagba, mosera. What's chalipin? It's a symbolic kinyan to show concretization of da, seriousness of mindset. So maybe that's what it means here, that can't work for matnas or these matanas. That's derech mekach mekar. So it's not even an asina. It's not even a kinyan. So therefore, it is different. Okay, either way, that's all one defense of the Mishnah. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about agav. So there's no raya from that Mishnah that you don't have to be standing there next to the chatzar. Just one big discussion, which we're not going to have now, but there is a sheet of the Maharitz. The Maharitz says, if I'm transferring something through to you, if the field is only rented to me, I don't own it, I can't do agav to you. That's the Maharit Shita. The Maharit and Chosha Mishpan and Simen Pei Gimel. Kinyan Agav doesn't work if the Makneh only owns it through Sechirus and not through something more than that. And Rabbi Kiva Eger on the Mishnayos there finds a problem with that because the Mishnah continues. Not the Agamar doesn't quote it, but the Mishnah continues there in Maaser Sheni. And the Mishnah, I brought a Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says there that after he gave it to him, Rabbi Yeshua says, the Isur Sha'ani Asid Lamud, Rabbi Yeshua, who just got it from Rabbi Gamliel, says, the Isur that I have is given to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, right? The Trumas Meiser, and meaning Rabbi Yeshua, who just got it, is then transferring it to someone else. But he only has it through Schirus. It's not his yet, right? But the Gemara says, Makomo Muskar Lo. That's a kasha on the Maharit, which many Achronim try to figure out. The Kehilas Yaakov here deals with that, and the Ksos and the others deal with that problem. Obviously, the Ksos doesn't quote Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Ksos was before, but deals with that issue. Okay, second approach. Rav Papa Amar. Rav Papa says there's another way to say that that case in the Mishnah Maaser Sheni is different. Das acheres makne osan shiny. It's different when I find something or when somebody is pushing it into my rishus. Das acheres makne. Umina timra. Where do you see that there's a difference in halacha and that if somebody is giving it to you in some way, then the rules, the standards might be less ditnan, because our Mishnah, Ra osam ratzan achar mitziyah v'chulu, people are running after a mitziyah. V'am Rabbi Yirmiyam, Rabbi Yochanan, v'husha ratz achareim umagiyan. Rabbi Yochanan says, our Mishnah is only where you would be able to catch up to the animal, before the animal runs out of the field. Uboy Rabbi Yirmiyah, b'matana heich. Rabbi Yirmiyah wonders, what if it's not a mitziyah running through? What if it's a matana? Somebody is giving me the item. Would that work? Would it still have to be, I have to reach it or not? Kiblum mimine Rabbi Abba Barkana, Ava Bisharatza Achareim Ve'ein Magiyan. And Rabbi Abba assumed, I matana, that even if you wouldn't be able to catch up to it, my time, why would there be a difference between matana and mitziya? Lav mishum, the das acharis makne, son shiny. Isn't it because das acharis makne? Right, das acharis makne. If somebody else is giving it to me, then it's easier, the standards are lower, and even if I cannot catch up to it. So here, I don't have to be standing there by Das Acharis Machne. Says the Gemara, Amalir of Simi L'Rapapa, Vahari Get to Das Acharis Machne also. What about the Get? Get as Das Acharis Machne, the Baal is giving it to the woman, V'yomar Ula V'usha Omed Besad Beso Besad Chatzera, and the woman has to be standing there, if it's a Chaz Hashem Mishameres, says the Gemara, Shaini Get to Isa Balkarcha. Now Get is different. Get is Balkarcha, and therefore she has to be there. And the Gemara is about to ask, what do you mean she has to be there? It should be just the opposite. It's Baal Karcha, it should be a more powerful Das Acharis Makne. Either way, that's the continuation, which goes on, so we'll have to stop by Maskev. For just one Ha'ara, this is the concept that the Gemara mentions, Das Acharis Makne. Bali Tosfos, throughout Shas, use this principle, not how the Gemara has it. But the Gemara is clear that Das Acharis Makne makes a difference. But Bali Tosfos in Sanhedrin and elsewhere say that even though a katan cannot be kone something mida araisa, but Das Acharis Makne, a katan can be kone daraisa. Even though we'll see that the Rabbanan made a takana d'Rabbanan, that if a katan finds something, it's his, you can't steal it because of tikkun ha'olam, mida araisa, he doesn't own it. But we don't want people running over and stealing things from them. But, says Tosfos, Das Acharis Makne shiny. If a person is selling or giving it to a katan, he owns it midaraisa. And other Rishonim don't say that. Where do they get this from? This is the source in Shas. Because this is where the Gemara says Das Acharis Makne makes a difference. It makes a difference. You don't have to be stealing next to your chatzer. But the Bali Tosfos in a few places use that to say it makes a difference that even a katan can be kone it on a daraisa level. Again, there's a lot more there by Das Acharis Makne. We'll have to stop here. Again, the next two dafim will be put up from the last cycle, because I'm not giving on Sunday either. It's with no time for it. And the Beit Hashem, then we'll pick up afterwards. Again, everybody should have a Shana Tova, Gemar Chasima Tova. Again, if anybody could hear, I've gotten comments that could tell if we're in a larger room, we're in the new shul, but feel free if anybody wants to still donate. We still need to finish up a couple of things in the shul. Feel free to go to the shul website, nofeihashemesh.org, and join our building campaign to help us finish up this room. Okay, we'll stop here.